Item 16, urgent business.
Madam Mayor, there are no items of urgent business.
Item 17, written questions from the public.
Madam Mayor, we have two written questions from the public. The first is from Michael Maciutzik. Apologies for the pronunciation. Michael, are you present? So Michael's first question, I will refer to Ms. Dominic. He asks, in reference to planning application at 195 to 197 Manningham Road, for this development, DD081 states that a maximum height must not exceed 10 metres, yet this has been allowed for in this plan by 1.8 metres to four storeys. How?
Through you, Madam Mayor. I think as the councillor who moved the motion mentioned, this is a zone that doesn't have mandatory heights. There is an ability. It's preferred heights, where if you meet certain objectives, you are able to go over that height, and the report articulated that it was believed that they were achieved.
Thank you. And then question number two is, in reference to the same planning application, what is the value of an objectors meeting if the council planning report has already been prepared and given the green light to the developers? What motivation is there for the developer to consider any objections? Ms. Dominic?
Through Madam Mayor, I think the mover actually also responded to this by saying that at the submitters meeting, the applicant, who showed up with four of his team, did offer some suggestions, and they are in the revised amended recommendation. So it certainly was worthwhile for the submitters to show up because they were offered up by the applicant and there were revisions to the plan.
Thank you. The second question is from Kay Perkins. Kay, are you present? Yep, thank you. So again, I'll refer this to Ms. Dominic. Question one is quite a long question, so I hope I do it justice. Lawford Reserve is our beloved local park, which adjoins the Mervac redevelopment. It is about to be upgraded and overdeveloped. All we requested were extra seating, more trees, two water bubbles with dog bowls, but the planning department are pushing for a skate area of concrete and a toilet block, neither wanted by local people. We are surrounded by development, so do not want concrete, and are close to a hotel, so do not want a toilet block. Consultation consisted of a planning officer with a list of what they wanted to do. We were then asked what we wanted, but it seems to no avail. This natural undulating off-lead park will be a nightmare for dog owners with skates. With skates at one end and playground at the other. It seems in Manningham that consultation means come to a meeting, but planners will do what they want anyway. Can anything be done about this predicament?
Through you, Madam Mayor, the consultation process did include submissions, including this did go to our Open Space Advisory Committee. Also, all of those submissions came to a full council meeting, and it was the council laws, not the officers, the council laws that approved the final plan. So they were all given due consideration.
Thank you. And then question two, the final question. Mervac development plans, in brackets the old Eastern Golf Course, show houses behind dwellings in Arnold Grove as being 5 metres from the boundary fence. The first dwelling behind 13 Arnold Grove is in fact only 3.5 metres from the boundary fence. What sort of checks does the council make, or is it up to local residents to endeavour to keep them honest? Dominic?
Through you, Madam Mayor, I would have to take that on notice and go and check with both the planning and the building department on that.
Yeah, thank you. Item 18, councillors' question time. Go around the table. Any councillors have a question?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Gough.
Madam Mayor, I'm wondering if we could actually look at asking the office, and we'll go through to the council, to do some work on parking issues around DD08 areas, in particular with the roads that come off the main road, and especially in areas, I suppose, of it's Lower Templestowe in that area, off Manningham Road issues, and if we can have a sort of a parking and traffic precinct plan around that triangle of Manningham Road.
Thompson's
Road. Manningham Thompson's Road.
Very good. Thank you, Councillor.
Through you, Madam Mayor, yes, officers will look into that.
Thank you. All right. Confidential reports. There are no confidential reports. So then I declare the meeting closed. Thank you.